So it seems. Mr. Ambition had rolled over. His voice was cool, but his face was fishbelly white, like he'd stepped around a corner and bumped noses with Old Man Death. So how come it's here? Then I shut up. I'd imagined up a reason. Not for me, kid. Who on the plane would know where to look for me? Who would care? Then, it's the battle from the Barrowlands still going on. It's the tree god head-to-head with whatever I felt breaking loose up there. Light flashed. Fire busted out of one end of the part of the wind whale that was still up. That thing isn't going to stay up there much longer. Should we go see if we can do something? He didn't say anything for at least a minute. He looked up at the hump-backed hills like he was thinking maybe he had enough left to go catch Croaker after all. He couldn't be more than 5-10 miles away, could he? Then he levered himself to his feet, wincing, obviously favoring his bad hip. I didn't ask. I knew he'd claim it was just the chill air and cold ground. He told me, "Better get the horses. I'll drag our stuff together." Big job you took on yourself there, old buddy, since we basically just dropped in our tracks when we couldn't go anymore. Since you didn't have much to do, you mostly just stood there watching that flying disaster cross the sky. He looked like he was being asked to mount the gallows and put the noose around his own neck. "I've been thinking, Case," Raven said as we came down off the knee of the most northerly of those goofy humped hills, headed northeast, chasing that drifting wind whale fragment. "Brooding is the word I would have picked, old buddy. And you've been at it since the day they finally put the Dominator down. Looks like that explosion a while back was the last one." The fragment was drifting on a course that would intercept ours. A few fires flickered on one end. It was turning end for end slowly, but it stopped its fall. "Maybe. But you say something definite like that, the gods will stick it to you. Let's just hope it clears the woods. Be rough landing in there." "What were you thinking?" "About you and me, Croaker and his gang, the lady, Silent Darling. About all the things we had in common but still couldn't get along." "I didn't see all that much you had in common. Not once you got past having the same enemies." "Neither did I for a long time. And none of them saw it either. Else we all might have tried a little harder. I tried to look like I gave a shit at 3 in the morning. Basically, we're all lonely, unhappy people looking for our place, Case. Loners who'd really rather not be, but don't know how. When we get to the door that would let us in or out, we can't figure out how to work the latch string." "I'll be damned. That was about as open up and expose what's inside a remark as I ever got out of him. Filled with longing and conviction. Well, shave my head and call me Baldy. I've been right up here beside him since a couple years ago.